Blog Talk Radio.
Boys and girls, and you know what that means. It means that the train wreck that we call Eat Me is on Blog Talk Radio. Now, next Thursday, we're going to be on for an hour. I want you to think about that. Let me explain what that means. First of all, we're old. We're addled. 60 minutes instead of 30 means that the train derails a lot sooner and it stays laying in the ditch that much longer. By the same token, we hope to have more listeners. And, well, that's a double-edged sword also. Sure, it looks good on paper to have more listeners, but then again, how many restroom people can we really attract? You know, it's our listening audience. Yeah. Anyway, we're happy to be with you tonight and every Thursday night, and we promise absolutely nothing, not a damn thing. So with that said, let me introduce to you the captain of the Titanic, and now the Staten Island Ferry, Captain Ray, and then the cop who rode a bicycle and still managed to make arrests, Mr. Eli, the PR professional retired in alligator swamps called Florida, Peggy, our very own mountain man, Carrie of the Dairy Winkle, and yours truly, Wasting Time in Margaritaville. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Raiselbitch.
And I'm Peg Palmer. And where's Ray?
And where's the Dairy Winkle?
Really?
They're probably together, John, at Biscuit World.
Oh, God. So, I'm sitting here at lunchtime. And I'm talking to this elderly lady because I'm possibly one of the youngest people here. So I'm talking to her and I go, well, where are you from originally? Because very few people are from Arizona originally. We all move here. And she looks at me and she goes, I'm from Logan, West Virginia.
Yes. Yeah.
Small world, huh?
Logan, West Virginia. I looked at her and I said, I'm from Boone County. She goes, no. I said, oh, yeah. Madison, West Virginia. We were amazed that we found each other ever so briefly in an assisted living facility in Youngstown, Arizona. Well, I will say this, our lunch was really good. We had chicken Caesar salad with a Parmesan bread, and it was good. I mean, you know, we had a meal a couple days ago, and there was spinach leaves with strawberries, mandarin oranges, blueberries, and a honey mustard dressing. And it was really good. And the soups here are good. We do have a chef who, hit and miss, but he will produce some good food. And, well, the resident council today, well, they elected someone to basically work with said chef to try to get our meals improved. That's right, yours truly. So, yeah, but what is somebody in a train station? we have these. Yeah, we. Is somebody else with us, Peggy?
Yeah, well, it's called Mitch from Boulder, Colorado.
Ah, okay. Okay.
And he says, do you guys have jobs? I love this show. Sounds like a lot of hitchhiking across the country. And the Dairy Wind is here.
Dairy Wind
is
here.
Carrie. Yeah. From the Dairy Winkle is with us. All right.
Back from the ashes. Not completely back yet, but we're working on them.
Oh, you're like the phoenix. I don't know if you heard me tell Eli or not, but I had lunch with some lady, and I said, where are you from originally? She goes, Logan, West Virginia. And I said, you got to be kidding me. She goes, no, I was born and raised in Logan. And I said, I lived in Boone County. She goes, no. I said, oh, yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to be.
Steve Harvey
from
Logan.
Who is?
Steve Harvey.
That's right, he is.
Yeah, Steve Harvey from. Lord, he's got his own. He's got four or five shows now.
Yeah. What, you know who faded into obscurity quickly was our guy that won America's Got Talent from Logan.
Landell.
Yeah. He just vanished.
He comes to Charleston about once a year and does an appearance, like maybe for the regatta or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's, you know, we've got a lot of people going with it.
Oh, yeah.
Obscurity. Soupy Sales.
Well.
You know, you're not old enough to remember Soupy Sales.
Soupy Sales, I know.
I am.
Oh, yeah, we all know
are
Soupy.
You? Oh, hell yeah.
Pie in the face.
That's right.
Trying to face it. That was him.
Yeah. Well, I was talking to some people that want to bring professional indoor football to Indianapolis. And they want to have mini concerts after each home game. And I thought to myself, I know just the group. Are you familiar with the Swivel Rockers?
I am not.
No.
The Swivel Rockers are out of Boone County, West Virginia, and they're not bad. They're not bad.
Did they sing with Jesco?
They probably have in the past. They probably have, but then again, now Jesco, he moved.
Yes, he's no longer he's got a little farm someplace in
Tennessee?
Yeah, I think it is Tennessee. That sounds right.
The wild, wonderful whites of West Virginia.
Yeah. that was them.
Yeah.
The dancing outlaw.
That's right. For those who are not familiar with the wild, wonderful whites of West Virginia,
YouTube
check it out on YouTube.
Hey, John, Jack from Massachusetts says to tell our guest to pay his phone bill. He goes, they uses strings and cans and wheeling.
Oh, they do. They do. Yeah. West Virginia, you know and I know, Eli, that in McDowell County they use smoke signals. I'm pretty sure.
John, well, we got this West Virginia thing going on in the football team. One of my favorite old school punk bands is from West Virginia, and they're touring right now. Blitz Kid.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Blitz Kid.
Uh-huh. Google them.
And where are they from in West Virginia, do we know?
Sure. I'm not sure, John.
Okay.
But they're good. I mean, they've been playing punk music for 40 years almost.
Whoa. Blitz Kid.
Uh-huh. I think they're from down of Bluefield, but don't quote me on it.
Okay. They're not out of Annawalt then, huh?
Born in, nobody knows where Annawalt is, so I usually tell people Bluefield, and they know where that is.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they started playing in the 1990s. I mean, they're pretty good. They're touring Europe right now.
Huh. The Blitz Kids.
They're touring Europe.
Yeah, they did their songs, if you just Google. Just Google Blitz Kids, and it'll come up with On My Own and Perfect and Live at Coney Island in Leipzig, Germany? Yeah, whatever. I'm telling you.
Send it to West Virginia, apparently. Dalen from Chelmsford, Massachusetts said, been there once, no toilets, lots of sheds. That's too delightful.
Well, and Alexander from Pennsylvania says our show sets a new bar every week, but he does want to know when orgy night is going to be.
Yeah, didn't we? Go ahead, Peg.
Albert from Poway, California says, tell you what, let me have a Billy Gear case and can I join this show? Oh, got a potential to be on the show, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember when we had that little old lady from Pensacola?
You bet.
She was great. I think she's at the assisted living home now.
Yeah, she's moving to Arizona.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's going to be my next door neighbor pretty soon. People here, they put signs on their doors, and the signs will say, please be careful, I have a cat in here, or I have a dog in here, in their room. Not me. No. No, I've got a huge sign on my door, and it says that I've got two weasels, a mink, two tigers, a gerbil, and a python named Mike. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it scared the hell out of the staff there at the beginning for the first couple of days, yeah. Yeah, but now they're sort of used to me, I guess.
What does that take to get used to you?
I don't know. I was explaining a West Virginia hot dog at my table this afternoon. They'd never heard of such thing. What do you mean you put coleslaw on a hot dog? Yeah, I had to repeat it three times. It was not registering.
Well, maybe that's what you
say.
Tell it. Yeah.
If you haven't had it, you don't understand it.
That's true.
Right.
That's right.
If I have to explain it, you won't understand it.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we had a biscuit world out here.
Me too.
Yeah, I told my table mates that when I came into a large sum of money, I was going to buy them In-N-Out burgers. And we were going to sit there in the dining hall and make everyone else jealous. In-N-Out Burger, for those that do not live out west, In-N-Out Burger only has three things on their menu. And let me tell you, they do a landmark business. It's one of those deals where when the drive-thru is going to open, the very first time, the cars will be backed up several miles. Really. In-N-Out Burger only serves burgers, fries, and milkshakes. That's it. You can have cheese on your burger. You can have ketchup with your French fries. You can have a milkshake and vanilla chocolate or strawberry, but that's all that's on their menu. And the people are lined up forever just to get in so you can get an In-N-Out burger out here in Arizona.
Hey,
you used to have to drive all the way to California to get one.
Kenny from Chicago.
I love the concept. KISS, keep it simple.
Yeah.
That's right.
A good idea.
Yeah. What were you saying, Peggy?
Oh, I was saying Kenny from Peoria, Arizona says, this is for you, John. Keep the gerbil away from Richard G. You know, saucy. And we have 178.
You know, and she's just down the road from me. Hell, she ought to join me for lunch one of these days.
Well, this is Kenny, what? Not.
Yeah, I mean, our lunches are good. Our soups are good. Why, this is the kind of food that you can really, really get into if you have no teeth, evidently. Hey, it's an assisted living place. Half of the people don't have teeth. Come on.
Hey, John, I went to something today since this is a food show and can something.
What?
I'm sure your memory from living in Indianapolis will be cause your mouth to salivate. I went to the 57th annual Indy Strawberry Festival at Christchurch Cathedral on the Circle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I've been to that a couple times. Yeah.
Yeah. They take a biscuit and put a bunch of strawberries in the syrup on top of that, then ice cream on top of that, and then you top it off with whipped cream. It is huge. I wear a 13.5 triple E shoe, and it's half as big as my foot.
Wow.
And that was today?
Yes, sir.
Today in Circle City.
Yep.
Well, I'm telling you, I've got people here that they're dying. They're dying for, not literally, they're dying for breaded tenderloins.
Oh, had one of those this weekend.
Oh, my God. It's like they'll look, I mean, I can get them out of a coma at my table. They will have fallen asleep there in their wheelchair, and I'll say, who's your tenderloin? And they'll wake right up.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. We've got a place out here in Phoenix called the Hoosier Cafe.
Oh.
And I've never eaten there. But they apparently have pretty damn good tenderloins. So,
well, I went down to Nashville this weekend, Indiana.
Yeah.
See, Mark Stewart, fabulous, superlative. Went to a new place down there and had one. It crept into my top 10. It was really good. Oh, yeah.
Did you see the Brumleys?
No Brumleys. I went to have fun, John.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hey, Ron from Spokane, Washington says we need to get Bill North back. Tell him to drop out of Bible study. And he wants to know if our Dairy Winkle guy is drunk or just drinking Southern Comfort.
Ooh. Moonshine.
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 Moonshine people. But I'm a wussy kind of drinker. If I got to drink it, it's gonna be a White Russian.
Oh,
ooh!
I remember asking my grandma once, "Why do we have so many mason jars?" Then, when I was older, I figured it out.
It's just water.
Yeah. It's just water.
It's just water.
It's just water. We had that bushel of dandelions and we turned it into water. Yeah. Oh my God. Why do we have so many mason jars? Wow, that was a good question.
It was
good question, Eli.
Hey,
you didn't take any to school.
Oh, she kept that under lock and key, dude.
You bet.
Hey, Fran from Tallahassee says she just stumbled on this show. She wants to know if we always talk about food, orgies, et cetera. She says it sounds more like a swinger show.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, all the food talk code, Fran.
Yeah, that's it. That's what it is. When we're not talking about nude beaches, Fran, we're talking about food.
The hot dog part's pretty easy to figure out.
The hot dog and the donuts. Yeah, we were throwing donuts there at the nudist camp. You betcha. Oh, yeah, Fran is on to us.
She got it figured out. Well, that's because she's down there with Peggy where the nude beaches are.
That's it.
I'm going to tell you about a place here that when you come to visit, you'll have to try. It's called Linger Lodge. And it was a fish camp back in the 40s. They have swamp food, alligator, frog, and catfish, the burgers and shrimp and grouper. And they also have a section on the menu called Roadkill, where they have punko skunk, smidgen of pigeon, black cat, and poodles of noodles. Now, I don't know exactly what they turn out to be, but it sounds like an interesting thing to check out.
Wow.
Have you had gator, Peggy?
I have, but the gator that I had, it was kind of creepy. Maybe from being fried, deep fried.
Yeah.
But it didn't taste like chicken to me. Have you had chicken?
Yeah, you know, we debunked the it tastes like chicken, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything supposedly tastes like chicken.
Yeah, then why don't you just eat
chicken? You know, you find yourself a dead skunk in the middle of the road in West by God, Virginia, and I guarantee you it will not taste like chicken.
Yeah.
If you batter it in deep fried, it's going to taste like chicken because that's what everybody tastes when they taste chicken.
Batter and deep fry roadkill. There you go.
You can deep fry anything and make it taste good. Wrap it in bacon. Yeah, that's it.
You know, that's why the life expectancy for the average mountaineer is, I think, what, 32?
My God, you got an old book, mister. No.
Yeah.
God, I'm 60. I'm 68. I'm middle-aged.
Oh, no, not well. Let me tell you, this is a true story. The Pentagon is into right now burn pits. And they want to give anyone that's been around a burn pit all this compensation and disability because they were around a burn pit. And I sat there thinking about that, and I went, wait a minute. I was stationed in West Virginia for 2.5 years. The Kanawha River caught on fire. The Nitro Bridge between St. Albans and Nitro had to be painted every year because the paint came off. Monsanto, Union Carbide, and Dow, they paid off $250,000 people. They had a class action for residents of Charleston, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, I was an Army recruiter in Charleston. Well, it's no damn wonder I've got chronic lymphocytic leukemia. I'll be damned. Yeah, I'm going to make out like a bandit.
That's right.
That's right.
I don't know about that. I'm going to look. I used to work at a consortium. I'm not going to be able to get a check.
You might.
Yeah.
I mean, South Charleston was my recruiting territory. Every pharmaceutical, every.
The Chemical Valley, buddy. That's what they called it. The Chemical Valley.
That's right. That's right.
We had,
Cancer Valley.
We had,
it wiped out
DuPont,
whole communities.
DuPont, Carbide, FMC, Fike Chemical.
Yep.
Fike. I said it right. Fike.
Yep.
I hate to be serious.
Elmer Fike, okay.
Yeah.
I hate to be serious on the show.
Oh.
But watch a movie about, his name of it is Dark Waters. It stars Mark Ruffalo and Kent Robbins, Bill Pullman. It's about all the chemical crash in West Virginia, how it devastated people.
And it's called what?
What's that?
What's it called?
Dark Waters. It's one of my 10 recommendations for a movie.
All right. I will be looking it up.
Now, being a native of West Virginia, I broke down. You know, basically.
Dark Waters, yeah.
Thought we were just trash and they didn't mind what they did to us.
Is Dark Waters based on a true story?
Oh,
the
yes,
answer,
sir.
You
absolutely
betcha.
It's hard to believe that could go on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The lawyer who became DuPont's worst nightmare. I'll be damned.
Impactful this movie was. DuPont stock dropped from 72.18 to 65 the week the movie was released.
Ooh. Ooh,
you
shareholders
know.
Lost a little bit of money.
Yeah, they did. But not as much as the payout.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know, we've only got about a minute left, I believe, folks. The time goes by so fast on a 30-minute show.
It does.
Next week, we'll do 60. And God only knows what subjects we'll talk about next week. So please join us. Until then, I'm John Guy.
I'm Eli Raiselvich.
I'm Peg Palmer, and I thank all the 222 listeners we had today.
Yeah. Carrie?
Hello?
Is Mr. Derry Winkle even still with us?
I think he's
apparently
serving up
not.
A cup.
That